Hello and welcome to episode 66 of the AA Meeting. I am your host, Jamie Briggs, Editor-in-Chief and PlayStation Editor at analogaddiction.org. Welcome! It's been a long time since we've done one of these episodes. We had E3 going, we covered that spectacularly. Everyone that came to the site during E3, we hope you enjoyed the content. We did exactly everything we could. Everyone chipped in. It was a lot of hard work. It was an all-nighter on my end trying to cover every single conference. And yeah, we plowed through it. This is our second E3 as a... Is it second? Or it might be third. It might be our third E3 as a website. The second with staff. So the first E3 I covered by myself. But we've stuck around. We didn't have anyone actually in attendance at E3, but we tried our very best, and we think we did an excellent job for the size of our site and everything like that. So hopefully everyone enjoyed that. I do want to say we will hopefully be at PAX Australia this year. All depends on some conflicts and stuff. We'll see how that goes. But I'll keep you updated over the podcasts over the next few coming AA meetings. And we'll let you know. Chances are we'll have three editors there, but chances are we may have two, we may have one, we may have none. We'll definitely let you know how that all turns out. Firstly, a little bit of housekeeping. Anyone listening to this, if you want to write for Analog Addiction, we are currently hiring. We are now pushing, taking applications all year round. Now, what this means is, if we are looking for editors, we'll jump into the pool, we'll see who's there, we'll contact, we'll work around it, and what have you. At the moment, we are seeking a Nintendo-based editor, a mobile editor, a PC-based editor. Now, you can either be well-versed in indies, MMOs, MOBAs, RTS, or just PC in general. There's a lot there that we're looking for, and that's not to say we're not looking for movie editors or TV editors or something along those lines. We phase them out of Analog Addiction due to a few absences of our editorial staff over the past 12 months, along with comics. But we're definitely always looking to bring more people on board and allow people to cover their medium. Now, I will state, I had probably a handful of people getting mad at me over the hiring process and calling me a liar, saying we're not hiring because it's a non-paid position. Now, I won't lie. Analog Addiction is non-paid. No one on the site does get a pay. There is no salary. We're a non-profit site, really. No one here... We're not big enough to be able to really reap in the cash through advertising. We just can't do it. It's just not financially viable at the moment. But we do provide the avenue to be able to hopefully get you review copies alongside, you know, VIP passes to events, hands-on time with games. There's a lot of things that we are able to provide you working for us. Not only that, but, you know, you get to express how you feel about games. We're all a family, Analog Addiction, all the staff are really close. And alongside that, you know, you get to practice. And really, that's what Analog Addiction is all about, making sure we present the best content, and there's no better way to do that than to continue to write. So if you're interested, go hop on board, send us the application. I make sure to email and reply to every single application that comes in. I think there's nothing worse than sending in an application and you don't hear anything. You don't know if you get the position, you don't know why you didn't get the position, but I will be hand replying to every single one of them. So if you do apply, you will hear from me, and I will let you know, and I will read your stuff. So feel free to do that whenever you like. Now, firstly, let's talk about what I've been playing. Last week was all about Grid 2 for me. Reviews up, 8.4. Excellent game. Better than Grid 2. There was a few things that I didn't quite like. But you can read all that in the review. It's up already. Same with Valiant Hearts, A Great War. That is up. 8.5 for that one. So two excellent games I reviewed last week. And yeah, both reviews are up. Valiant Hearts, excellent title, very much gives a nice honourable meaning to World War One, and it refreshed me on a lot of stuff that I forgot in primary school growing up, and really does portray the hardship of war very, very well. It's nothing but respectful. Definitely go check that out. It's very well done. Aside from that, over the weekend I got through Brothers, Tale of Two Sons. Now, I'm not going to spoil the territory here, but I'm very happy that Starbreeze, the developers behind this title, did not, you know, pull any punches. They gave you everything. They made some ballsy decisions throughout the narrative, and I love that. There's nothing worse than, you know, playing a game, they make a move, and then they take it back. You know, they give you that sort of fake out, and, you know, I like that here. I like that it just came out, did what it wanted to do, it didn't really care what you wanted, it just went for it, and I did like that. I like that quite a bit. So, if you want to play like a shortish sort of experience, sort of like 5 or 6 hours, PSN title, which is where I played, but I'm pretty sure it's everywhere, you can go check that out. It's a very, very cool game indeed. Alongside that, I've been going through Gears of War Judgment a fair bit. You know, I pre-ordered this last year. I was quite excited for a big Gears fan. Not as great as 2 or 3, in my opinion. I know 1 had a really cool just atmosphere, which I really loved, and it, you know, it was a little bit of a crap boss fight to end it, but I did very much like it, and this one, you know, it's taken me a long time to actually get into it. It's more bite-sized, which I'm not a huge fan of. Like, each mission is around 3-4 minutes. It feels like this is almost like a handheld game. And I think this could really do well on a handheld, but, you know, Microsoft don't have one of those devices, so I don't think it'd be going anywhere unless they put it on Microsoft Windows Phone or anything like that. But, you know, I don't know. It's a different developer. It's following, you know, Baird, we know, and Cole, but the rest is just, you know, new characters. I'm pretty sure I'm closing in on the end, and don't get me wrong, it's not horrible. It's just, it's just sort of good. It just sort of feels like, you know, just like an add-on that just has, like, smaller bite-sized missions. The story is fairly irrelevant, really. Which is a shame, because that's one of the main things I like about Gears. As much as, you know, people call it the bro shooter and everything like that, the story had meaning, the characters had meaning, and it's what I loved, alongside the gameplay. So, if you haven't checked it out yet, you know, go ahead. It's out. It's been out for a long time, but yeah, I'll sum up my opinions on the game next week, I believe. Now let's hop into the news. Firstly, my nasal passage is playing up today. It's the hay fever, I reckon. Now let's hop into the news. Firstly, Ubisoft has confirmed the DLC that was available for Watch Dogs during around pre-order time is now available on all platforms. It's included in the season pass if you've got it. Otherwise, you can purchase it. Now, if you do pre-order these DLC packs alongside your editions, like I did, you'll know they're not that great. They're fairly, you know, substandard missions, and the weapons isn't that amazing. The outfits don't really add too much. But, you know, if you're looking for more Watch Dogs content, you can pick this up. They really are mostly pretty quick, and there's not too much to them. So it's really up to you what you want to do, but I personally say maybe just leave it, unless you've already got the season pass myself. Next, Deep Silver announced Escape Dead Island only a couple of days ago. A third-person, single-player, story-driven survival mystery. It takes place in between Dead Island 1 and Dead Island 2. You control Cliff Kalo, who ventures to Benoit, where everything happened, you know, the outbreak of the zombies and all that. He finds himself on another island in the archipelago of Benoit. And yes, very story-driven. Apparently you will find out how we'll focus on the origins and Cliff himself as he slightly goes insane. They released a trailer, which you can find on Analog Addiction alongside some screenshots. It's a very soul-shaded visual novel esque art style, and you know, you sort of, it's a Groundhog Day esque from what I've seen. You know, you sort of, when you die, you just wake up again, but you'll have those weapons and upgrades you've already got, but you sort of wake up and continue your way, which sort of, you know, adds to the insane mentality, as you can see from the announcement trailer, that they seem to be providing for this character. Is he, you know, really insane, or is he not? You will basically have to find out. Moving along, release date announced for Natural Doctrine. Now, this game's coming out September 19th in Australia, New Zealand, and Europe, and North America will get it September 16th. Now, this is a hardcore strategy game, and basically, if anyone in your party dies, you're finished. You have to start the trailer, you have to start the entire game again, sorry, and that's it. It looks like it's going to really punish those who don't manage their team very well. Cool facts, they will have cross-play and cross-save between PS3, PS4, and Vita, so no cross-buy though. So if you want to do the cross-save and cross-play between all three, you need to buy it three times. Little bit, you know, that's not the best. It would be nice if there was some sort of discount, but at this moment it doesn't seem like that will be happening. Destiny Beta will be coming out of the Xbox 360 and Xbox One in late July. Doesn't really add, you know, it sort of makes the whole, oh, you know, you can play first on PS4 and PlayStation consoles July 17th for the PlayStation Beta. But if you look at it, it's like, what, maybe 2 weeks until we get it on the Xbox, so there's not a big thing to it. If you look and play some Destiny, it's going to be everywhere. So if you pre-order the game, you will gain access to the beta. I wouldn't mind hopefully hopping into the beta myself, but we shall see how that turns out. You can read a extended collaborative piece on the Destiny Alpha on PS4, which we posted last week. Go check that out, see everything about Destiny, and see if it's really living up to the hype that many people have said. Moving right along, Sony has announced it will be bringing a Last of Us PS4 bundle to the UK for next month. Now, this comes along with the Last of Us Remastered PS4 release, which is late this month now, actually. Coming out very, very soon, in a couple of weeks. I'm looking forward to playing this. You know, I've already played it once. I haven't got around to playing the DLC. I love this game. I really want to go back and platinum it, but now I know it's coming out, I wouldn't mind just going through PS4, playing it again, look a little bit better, play through DLC, really just invest in it and have something to play on my PS4. If you haven't played this game, it was Analog Addiction's 2013 Game of the Year. Go pick this one up, and you won't regret it. I can guarantee that one. Moving along, more Sony news. Infamous Second Son's upcoming single-player DLC, Infamous First Light, will be coming out August 26th in North America and August 27th in Europe. Now, this is a standalone DLC. Now, what that means, we don't know how big it's going to be. Are you going to download the entire Seattle? Apparently, you're going to be playing... You will experience Curtain K, the facility where they are locking up potential and positive conduits, so there might be a big download for this, but either way, standalone, you don't need the original game to be able to play it. Follows Fetch, it's a prequel story to the narrative of Second Son. Excellent character, really enjoyed it, so I'm looking forward to this one. Not sure when I'll get around to it, but it looks cool. Moving right along, the last story of the week, July's Games with Gold were all announced last week. The first ones, Max, the Curse of the Brotherhood for Xbox One, will be available to download all month long, and joining it will be Guacamelee Super Turbo Championship Edition, which will be debuting on the system this week, if not already up right now. Now, both of those will be up all month long. Now, I've played Guacamelee, I've reviewed it, I loved it. Play that game. This has all the DLC, has all the extra stuff. Why not pick it up? Max the Curse of the Brotherhood, I've heard, you know, fairly decent. And then from July 1 to July 15th, which you can pick up right now, is Gotham City Impostors. I never played this game. I got it on PS Plus. Never got around to playing it, but, you know, it's Batman themed. Nothing wrong with that. Plus, it's free. From the July 16th to July 31st, you can pick up Battle Block Theater. Now, I've heard it's a good game. I haven't really touched it at all, but the studio behind it escapes me, but I know they're really quality. Go and check them out when they are available. That is all the news this week. Fair decent amount of news. Hopefully that's fixed you up. Now, let's talk about what you can find on Analog Edition over the last week. Like I said, we got Grid Autosport review, my apologies, alongside the Valiant Hearts Great War review. They're both up. Next, we have our first part of the WildStar review in progress. This is the MMO available on PC. Yep, it's up. You can go check that out. I played up to level 14, which is what this first part sort of features. I enjoyed what I was playing. Sure, it had some problems. I'm not a huge MMO player, but I found myself enjoying it. Hopefully there'll be some sort of audio impression. Audio impression speech coming up soon between me and Ryan Livingston, so check that out. Moving on, we have the Sniper Elite 3 review up. Extensive look at the game that is right up right now. Got a very impressive score, 8.5. Vlad, our PC editor, checked that one out and he was very impressed. Just posted this morning, actually. You can check out our extended impressions of the Battlefield Hardline beta on PS4 and PC. Three of our editors alongside myself all jumped in. We all told you what we think about this game. So if you're looking to get an extended look at what we thought of this thing, go check it out. You know, it's up. You can enjoy yourself for that one. Lastly, we have a extended feature, if you will, about why we think Watch Dogs needs a prequel. Now, Vlad wrote this one up. I really did love Watch Dogs. It wasn't groundbreaking, sure, but it was an excellent title in its own right. You can go find out why we think a prequel is available. Should be available, my apologies. Now, that was episode 63 of the AA Meeting. Thank you very much for joining me. Like I said, busy week, busy month, actually, with E3 and everything, so we're hoping to get back into a schedule. Like I said, we're on Thursdays now. This is our day. We won't be moving from that if we don't pop up Friday at the latest. Now, you can follow us at analogaddiction.org. That is where everything is. All our features, all our news, all our everything. You can follow everything we do there. You can go like us on the Facebook. Almost up to 600 likes there. Looking to do more contests very, very soon. You can always join us on the Facebook group where we talk about what we're gaming, we interact with all the fans, and most of the time we post about, you know, getting your opinions on what interviews and what questions we'd like from you guys to send. We have some upcoming interviews coming, just in the process of waiting on them, so hopefully you guys will like them when they pop up. Alongside that, you can always follow us on Twitter, Analog Addiction, and myself, Jamie AA. So, once again, thank you very much for joining me for this episode 66 of the AA Meeting. I would love to have your appearance at the next episode of the AA Meeting.